Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. You know, sometimes to make stuff, he does some things that are a little bit out there. I remember him, Dan. See, Dan, you've seen some iterations of him, I know, that maybe are not quite up to his best. When he first burst on the scene, taking a chinchilla coat from his grandmom, pretending to be a pimp, and outing Acorn in our area and other places in the country, it was just brilliant theater and brilliant exposure. So somehow or another, Project Veritas...
Is he a local guy?
I think he's Washington, I want to say, but
okay.
I'm not sure.
Gotcha.
James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, hooked up with two infiltrated of Murphy's top Hispanic get-out-the-vote people. And particularly the female is amazing, and the guy that he caught up with. And both of them, with a little bit of prodding, gave it up. Oh, yeah, Murphy, soon as the election's over, we're going to go to vaccine mandate. Who are these people who think that their freedom trumps my blank? There's some cursing in here. Then I'm going to play you Joe Scarborough, who said we wouldn't have won World War II if we had the people that we have out there today who are saying their freedom trumps the need of everybody to get vaccinated. We'll break down how off the mark that is. In other words, the new patriotism to him is you must get vaccinated. And in World War II, we would have lost. We're not coming together with these people who insisted on their own freedom. Think about that, reaching for World War II. All right, so here's the exchange with the Project Veritas insider with the people that are driving the Murphy election. We believe, and I think the polling and just the gut instinct indicates this. I'll say this. If Chenarelli doesn't end up a week from today closer than 5 points or under, I'll be really surprised. I think it's going to be that tight. Winning is going to depend on turnout and any number of factors that could happen between now and then. But in this state that is this aggressively progressive, New Jersey, you got to give Chetarelli, he's run a very good campaign, and Murphy is not John Corzine, but he's approaching that as far as unlikability, strangeness, call it what you will, with this guy, where it's going to be close. In Virginia, I think McAuliffe's going to lose. It'll be close, within a point, but I think he's losing in the end. He has jumped on the third rail here. I don't care how many Joe Bidens he brings in or Obamas. And Obama, adding fuel to the fire, saying all these people are just doing culture wars. These parents concerned, by the way, a judge has deemed it a sexual assault now. We have a ruling from a judge in that case in Loudoun County with the guy who was using the female bathroom, gender fluidity. That case that we've talked about is real. And in the one incident, there were two allegations of sexual assault. The judge has ruled him guilty in juvenile court. We don't know the punishment or whatever yet, but it's substantial. And it appears as if the Loudoun school board knew about this in May and did nothing about it and or hid it. That's also breaking today. All right, so here are the people infiltrating Project Veritas, a little bits in Spanish and then into English. Two of the Hispanic people in New Jersey who are the charters of Murphy's Get Out the Vote for Latino voters.
The independent deciders would not vote for him if he did the vanding.
Because they're into all that my rights, my and they don't care that they kill everybody.
Well, that's good to know then, that after he wins, then he'll do the mandates, the vaccine mandates.
He will. But right now it's about him winning. It'll be fine.
This appears to be a top-down understanding. Matthew Urquijo, a manager for New Jersey Forward, which is a campaign project funded by the Democratic State Committee of New Jersey, he echoes the same sentiment.
Do you think he'll do something about that, like the vaccine mandates and stuff?
I think so. I think the problem is right now, because it's election season, he's not going to have people say, like, we're going to have a mandate now. And, you know, stuff's, for some people, it's going to piss them off. I think once you know we have a win, it's like, all right, guns blazing, like, who cares? I mean, let's do the mandates, let's do this, the X, Y.
So you think if he talks about mandates for vaccines now, he won't get elected because it's a lot of pushback?
But I think there's some people that, you know, might push back.
All right, so there are two given away. Now, are they inside the mind of Phil Murphy? No, but they're inside the whole thing. And they realize that Phil Murphy, unleashed with a second term here, is going to do what's in his progressive heart, that and a whole lot more things. So, you know, in a close election, if this gets down to a half a point or point, who knows how people might feel, or they might feel impelled to come out and vote. It is closing, though. There's no doubt. I mean, Cetarelli, by any poll that you look out there, is in that 5-point, 6-point thing, maybe even better. All right, now here's Scarborough on this whole thing on vaccine mandate, all right? Here's Scarborough making the point that we wouldn't have won World War II. It would have been much more difficult if we had people like the Freedom crowd telling us that they didn't have to get a vaccine. In World War II, we came together. This Freedom stuff is overvalued.
Well, you know, we've talked about it before. There's this hyper-individualism fetish that has grown over the past 15, 20 years. And we have taken what has been great about this country, which is individual freedoms, individual rights. And it has become so skewed in that direction that nobody's ever thinking about what's best for their country, their community, their neighborhood, their neighbors, their family. Gene Robinson, thank God we didn't have this sort of hyper-individualism after Pearl Harbor was bombed in 1941, or we wouldn't have won the war.
Gene. Well, who are the people after 9/11, though, who didn't move toward that point of view? Who are the people, Joe, that run down the country routinely? Are they the people that might be vaccine hesitant here? Are they more the people on the left who continuously engage in that? And you might be one of them. 855-839-1210. So suddenly, the new patriotism, the new community is, whatever your thought process is, you have to get vaccinated. That's the Scarborough likening it to World War II. All right, Matt Rooney is the purveyor of SaveJersey.com, our buddy and host now, 8 to 10 on Sunday nights here on Talk Radio 1210 at SaveJersey.com. I think he sees indications of what's happening over in New Jersey with the Cetarelli campaign. Hey, Matt, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
And Dom, it's always a pleasure to be with you, my friend. I wonder what Scarborough thinks about Japanese internment, by the way. Did he support that?
Uh-oh, that seems like... He actually used the freedom fetish there, which is a nice flourish, Matt. It's amazing, you know, how he can't separate that out and still talk about patriotism. But what is it, or is it just the unlikability of Murphy and what he might do? It's dawning on people that shows us that Cetarelli seems to be closing here.
Well, I think you've got two things going on here. And the first thing, Dom, and no, I don't want to take any credit away from my many friends on the ground in New Jersey that are knocking a lot of doors and doing a lot of work. Some of this has to do with Joe Biden. We've all heard the polls. I know you talk about them on your show. The president is now at the point where the only people left approving of his job performance are close family, paid staff, and whoever it is that buys Hunter Biden's art. That's where he's at. And that's having a trickle-down effect in New Jersey, even Blue Jersey, a state that the president carried by double digits as recently as last fall. One of the more recent polls I saw had Joe Biden at the end of the summer at about 42% approval in South Jersey. So, I mean, think about that. At some point, that's going to have a drag on the ticket. And when Joe Biden visited New Jersey the other day, some people pointed out to me, hey, Matt, did you notice that very rarely did Phil Murphy actually get that close to Biden? When Biden gave his Build Back Better speech, Phil Murphy wasn't anywhere near him. It's notable. I also think, just briefly, concerning this issue in particular, if you look at the polls, Dom, a lot of people still support vaccine mandates. It sounds great in the abstract, but I think as the citizens in New Jersey, particularly parents in New Jersey, continue to hear about this stuff and the pandemic continues to wind down, there's just this increasing disconnect between what we're being asked to do and what's being demanded of us and what seems reasonable. So Scarborough and the rest of them can use all these hyperbolic analogies to World War II if they want, but I think people are starting to wake up.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think people have a perception that this is fading. Whether that's accurate or not, the test will be when we get into cold and flu season. But I think that's the feeling. And as it dawns on them how draconian a measure this would be, this expose on Murphy and this coming out is very, very interesting. So what does Cetarelli have to do? Is there any issue, anything to do? I think one of the most effective spots we've seen is the spot with Murphy saying, hey, if reasonable taxes are for you, we're not your state, business, or otherwise, and to play that ad nauseum, I think is very effective.
Yeah, I think that, and you got to tie it to this most recent revelation regarding vaccine mandates, because there's a common thread here. The Murphy campaign and the Democrat establishment does not respect the voters and taxpayers of the state of New Jersey. I mean, we have it now from the mouth of a high-ranking Democrat activist in the state of New Jersey.
Two of them.
Saying that, yeah, you know, we want to go ahead and do this vaccine mandate, but, you know, those independents and undecided voters, they're, you know, they care so much about their rights. She used the S word. I mean, that's where we're at. And I think there are a lot of undecided voters in New Jersey and also over in eastern Pennsylvania, because you guys have some races, too, who maybe they voted for Biden last year because they were tired of the orange man, but they don't like being talked down to. They care about their kids. They care about their communities. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to be asked to continue to sacrifice, they don't want to be called knuckleheads, which is Phil Murphy's go-to. Show me the math. Show me the science. Show me that my sacrifice is actually buying something for the betterment of my country. And he can't do that. So the more that Jack Cetarelli focuses on these types of Murphy moments of rare honesty, I think the more the gap's going to continue to close over the next week.
Now, on a somewhat humorous note, Roe and I watch Jeopardy every night, and it seems during the Jeopardy and somewhat the Wheel of Fortune during that time frame, it's that season where all these South Jersey folks, I don't know, you may know, and it's like headed to the shore, some of the most ghastly ads come on. Who the heck is this Jean Stansfield? They have her like this monster that's roaming South Jersey. And this Vince guy at the shore in Atlantic County is curing cancer. It's amazing how bad those ads are. They only appear 2 or 3 weeks out from the election. They bleed into Philadelphia TV, Matt.
Oh, yeah. This is, you probably, if you live close to the Delaware River, are locking your doors at night now, if you weren't already, for fear that one of these Republican hobgoblins is going to cross over the river and attack your family. I mean, that's the power of the Democrat machine that's in control in South Jersey. They do very little for the people of South Jersey. If you need any proof of that, I will gladly take you on a driving or walking tour of Camden, or I'll take you on a ride down Route 70, and you'll have to have a new alignment on your car by the time you get to the end of it because of the potholes. We don't get a bang for our buck down here. But the Democrat machine certainly finds the money when it comes to election time to smear Republicans. And these are good people. I mean, Vince Polistene is a small businessman. He served in the assembly for a while. He does not need this job, but he's getting off the bench to run for state senate down there in a part of the state, Atlantic City, where I don't think I have to convince your listeners, Dom, needs all the help and independent representation can get. And then Gene Stanfield, that's someone who was the very successful Burlington County Sheriff for a number of years. And it terrifies them, the prospect of her winning, because we once again have someone that does not fit the left's narrative. She is a strong, independent, successful woman who talks very candidly about the criminal justice system.
Okay, well, Matt, come on. Why does she have, horns then, Matt? Come on, you're missing the thing. I saw horns in one ad. How could you miss that? It's true.
And it's amazing. I've met her multiple times, and she must be excellent at makeup because I've never seen the horns.
Oh,
isn't
those
it funny
ads
how
every
that works?
Night.
I mean, they say the television can add pounds, Dom, yes. But I never heard about it adding horns.
Absolutely. All right. We'll let Matt get on that for his Sunday night show. He'll be here 8 to 10 p.m. this Sunday, and also SaveJersey.com. Hey, Matt, thanks for popping on today.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.